But if bodies don't rise again, how can these statements be true? For the worst enemy of all, death continues to exist, having accomplished whatever it wanted. No, says someone, because they will sin no more. But does that matter? For he is not talking here about the death of the soul, but of the body. How then is he defeated? Because true victory is the reclamation of what has been stolen and held captive. But if men's bodies are to remain in the earth, it implies that the tyranny of death persists, these bodies themselves being captive, and there being no other body for him to be defeated in. However, if what Paul predicted comes to pass, as it undoubtedly will, God's victory will be revealed in a magnificent way through his ability to resurrect the bodies that were held by death. Since an enemy is only defeated when a person takes back the spoils, not when those remain in the enemy's possession. And unless someone dares to reclaim what's theirs, how can we say they've won? In the Gospels, Christ himself refers to this type of victory, stating, "When he ties up the strong man, then he will plunder his goods." For if this weren't the case, the victory would not be evident at all. As in the death of the soul, he who has died is cleared from sin. So in this case, too, I wouldn't call death's being prevented from preying on human bodies a magnificent victory, but rather that the bodies formerly held by him should be freed from him.